Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 48. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lowerman, and alongside me is my co-host, Scott Binns.
It's opening day!
Hey! Yesterday was opening day!
Well, there's the ESPN Sunday night game, but today, Monday, is opening day proper, if you ask me.
Opening days, we'll call it.
Yeah.
Because it's opening day for some teams.
Well, I mean, it's opening day for everyone, and other teams will have, like, their home opening day.
Right, but two teams played on Sunday.
Well, right.
I think, right? There's another game.
There's an ESPN. I have no idea. There's an ESPN game tonight, right?
Scott, we'll have this figured out at some point.
Okay.
Scott, so, hey, how's it going?
Good. Well, like I said, you know, it's opening day, so I redid my Xbox Live avatar, got all the Brewers gear on them. Like, I'm pumped for baseball.
Remind me to do that. I'm going to make my guy all decked out in Braves gear. I didn't like the one hat that I remember seeing. It was, like, huge.
Oh, yeah. It's weird. If you look, there's baseball avatar gear for, like, a couple years of MLB 2K that you can find. Then there's, like, an MLB store that's not tied to a game.
Mm-hmm.
So there's stuff all over the place you can find.
I mean, I might have to back out of Tiger Woods on my console right now just to go look, see what there is. Right, Scott, so what have you been playing?
Well, I finished Fire Emblem just the other night.
Oh, how'd that go?
Great game. I'm a little disappointed in the end game, not so much in that like the story wasn't good or anything like that. But you know, once the game is over, it's sort of like now you get to do New Game Plus, and a lot of the like Street Pass stuff and the download stuff is only good if you have good characters, good built up characters. So the save game that I have that I finished the game on, it's basically just, at the last save before I went in and beat the game. So I can still go in and do that, but to keep building up other things, I have to start over. So that's a little bit disappointing, but it's still a great game.
I want to get a 3DS just so I can start street passing people. That seemed like all the rage at PAX East.
Oh, yeah, I mentioned at those big conventions it is. Around here in Green Bay, I make it a point to go to my friend's house just to get tags.
Yeah, and apparently there's like a 10 thing limit.
Oh yeah, it's one of those things where they did not think about people at conventions when they put that in.
Mm-hmm. So while we were recording the episode that went up last week, it was literally Greg Sewer was just sitting there and his little green light just like kept blinking. It's pretty awesome. Scott, how are you doing in your MLB 13 franchise?
Well, I don't remember where I was. I don't remember where I was the last time I was on. But I'm in the middle of June now, and I just swept the Reds, who are in front of me in the division for first place, and that puts me two games back, but I'm of the lead, so I'm in a good place.
Scott, there's an Atlanta Braves sideways panel C hat for 160 Microsoft points. It looks pretty sweet.
The thing I find crazy, though, is that my pitching is amazing.
I mean, wait till you get around and face me.
No, I'm saying in the franchise. My pitching is, like, ranked high. Like, I'm second in ERA, first in walks allowed. But my offense is terrible.
That's funny, because in my the true 162 with the Cubs, it's pretty bad. I think I'm 6-7, 6-8. I just got swept by the Giants, I think. Well, I might have beat him in the first game of the series, but I'm only, 3 weeks in now.
Again, you are playing as the Cubs. You're fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah, I've already, what did I do? I've already picked up Scott Rolen. 0-3 with Jeff Samardzija. I think, half my team is now hurt because I like to do the dive on foul balls. I remember one season I started a franchise in, the first game. I don't remember what team I was, but I took the first baseman. And there was, a foul ball to the right side.
Yeah.
And I ran, and I just dove, into the stands. And it was, torn labrum, out for the year.
Hey, at least that's realistic, though. That's how you're going to get injured.
I know, but...
Still. I always hate it, in my little series, in my series with the Reds, my shortstop, Gene Segura, swing and miss, and then without any explanation, cutscene or anything, it's just Gene Segura is hurt. You must replace him. And it was he's the second batter. It was the second pitch of the game, oh, okay, give me a cutscene or something that shows him struggling or something. It's just no, he's hurt.
I love
pick
when
someone else.
I love when the pitcher gets hit with a line drive and they just show the replay like three times.
Yeah. Have you ever actually seen a pitcher get hurt after getting hit?
I think like once or twice, but very rarely.
Okay. Because they seem to get hit a lot more than they get injured.
Okay, Scott, I just found the coolest little Easter egg. In the Xbox Avatar store.
All right.
All right. So I'm trying on this Atlanta Braves jacket and hat, which is pretty awesome, and I think I might buy it for the 160 Microsoft points. But if I take the right stick and spin it in circles...
Oh, yeah, your avatar gets dizzy?
Yeah, he gets dizzy. His eyes start spinning around, and his face is all screwed up. It's pretty awesome. Scott, what else have we been playing? I know we've been playing Tiger Woods.
For how many weeks did I say, no, I'm not getting Tiger Woods? No, I'm not getting Tiger Woods. How many days did I wait to get Tiger Woods?
I mean, you got it like Thursday.
Wednesday?
So you waited a whole day. I mean, you tried.
I waited a whole day, and I think I only waited that day because Wednesday was my birthday, and therefore the day that my grandma gave me a check.
Ah, see? Good man, Scott. Good man.
However, had I known that I was going to need new brakes on my car, which I found out, like, I went to go buy Tiger Woods, and then I went to a car wash where I banged on something in the car wash, and then I took my car in to get the banging noise, or the noise that was now my car was now making, checked out, mm-hmm. and found out that I needed new brakes and a new battery and $450.
Jeez.
Had I found that out prior to buying Tiger Woods, or even perhaps before I had opened it and could still return it, I likely would not have been playing Tiger Woods at all.
Crazy Scott.
Tiger Woods, are we talking about it now or are we going to talk about it later?
I think we're going to talk about it later.
All right. The quick thing I'll say now is Tiger Woods is one of those crazy games where I will... How many times did I swear up and down, I'm not getting Tiger 14, I'm not getting Tiger 14?
I mean, I have a lot of digital proof that you've said it many times.
I have. And then I played it.
Yeah.
When I first picked up the demo, I was playing it, and I'm like, oh no. Oh no. 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 And then there was the season ticket weekend.
I mean, that season ticket thing's good. Well, a lot better than just your regular demo. My favorite.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if I didn't have the season ticket, I would have rented it. So,
yeah. Scott, also on the Avatar store, there's an outfield catch animation. Have you seen this?
So now you can get yourself injured all the time. Your avatar.
It's awesome. It's like your avatar's like getting ready for a fly ball. Like, I guess he's an outfielder because he jumped over a fence, and he like starts backtracking, and then he's like, oh no, and then he turns around and starts sprinting. Then he turns, jumps, a wall magically appears. He jumps, catches it, goes over the wall, and then pops up holding the ball.
Nice.
Then jumps over the wall and throws it in. Pretty
amazing. How much does that cost?
160 Microsoft points. I might buy all this stuff. But still, the hats look ridiculous.
Yeah, like hats don't look like they fit a lot of times.
I remember seeing one once that looked like it fit, but I don't know.
I've got a good one. I think it came from like MLB 2K10 or 11. Yeah, like looking game styles if those are still there.
Interesting. Oh, did like the Pirates have like an eye patch? I wonder.
I don't think so.
Pittsburgh won't leave. Oh, they have a sweet hoodie though, black and gold. All right, Scott, let me get out of this Avatar store.
Yeah.
Game styles is still a thing that exists. I don't know if they have the old game still.
Okay.
Scott, you've completely derailed this whole conversation.
I have. I did. You're the one who went to the Avatar store.
There's a lot of game styles in this Avatar store. Did you know that?
I did.
28 pages worth. I'm only up to letter M.
Ooh, that should be about as far as...
Yeah, this is news. Look, Scott, this is news. There's MLB 2K13 Avatar jerseys.
Oh, are they? I did not know that.
Oh, these hats look a lot better.
Okay.
I think they're...
Yeah, there's some that look like the big, like, trucker hat style.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. Retro Washington Senators jersey.
Nice.
And the hats look pretty good.
All right. I that's like the one good thing that MLB 2K13 still existing brought about is cool baseball avatar gear.
Yeah, they got that. Oh my god, they have the orange Marlins hat that I have.
Nice. If you don't mind spending money on those things.
How do I not buy the orange Marlins hat? And why is it only some teams? That's another thing I don't understand.
Well, maybe it was teams that actually had things to update, like the Marlins.
Scott, with the smart answers, you know. What is this? Oh, they have full uniforms? This is the MLB 2K 12 store. What is this? A Boston Braves throwback tilted to the side? Scott, I want to spend so much money. What is this?
What
the
have
old school
I done?
White Sox hat tilted to the side? Foam finger that says 2K Sports? I'm not going to pay 240 things for that.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, a big MLB 2K championship ring.
What have I done?
This is amazing. A side... Oh my god. Someone at 2K, just send me all the stuff. Because technically it's old and outdated. Oh my god, I can get the World Series trophy?
I'm going to come back in like 5 minutes.
Amazing. All right, Scott. Since MLB 2K is a horrible, horrible game, but has an awesome avatar store, I highly recommend you buy it.
think about this for a second. If you buy this stuff, you're supporting MLB 2K.
Well, then, I'm just not going to do that. Scott, let me tell you something. A wise man once said, go on Twitter, search for something you love, and then talk to people that also talk about the thing that you love. That wise man is not you.
Okay.
So last night I was like, oh, it's a great idea. Let me just go hit search what I put in, like MLB 13, the show. And I was like, oh, some dude said, I guess he was really happy that MLB 13 has live mode. You know, like for the current games that are going on, you can play that day's games.
Right. Oh, yeah, that would actually be starting up today, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. So I hit him back. I was like, I'm interested to see how they handle, like, the new players. Like, the Japanese guy on the A's.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. I don't know how
that works. Gotta find that out, don't we?
So we started talking about MLB 13 and baseball and stuff. And then at some point in the conversation, I was like, wait. This guy talks about playing video games, but he's also blind.
What? And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a, that kind of blows my mind.
I was like, how is this even possible?
Yes.
Actually, and then
I told him.
He said MLB 13 is the best American baseball simulation, or the best baseball simulation. And then I had to say, I don't know if you know, Pro Baseball Spirits is pretty amazing. And then he changed it to best American baseball simulation.
Nice. But the guy is blind. How does he play the show?
Okay. Hold on, let me get there. He has a screen reader coupled with Twitter. That's how he's responding to me.
Okay. Yeah, being able to read Twitter and stuff doesn't surprise me at all. But like, video games have not really ever been very handicap accessible.
So. Oh, and we were talking for like a half hour before I even asked how to play this game. He was like, okay. I was waiting for you to ask that question. What he does is he sets the fielding to auto. Which I mean...
Okay, that makes sense.
Everybody should set the fielding to auto.
I disagree.
That way he doesn't have to worry about where the ball is after it gets hit. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
you can follow him. His name is Brandon Cole. And you can follow him at SuperBlindMan on Twitter. Got that?
Yep, at SuperBlindMan.
Okay, so he passes the fielding on auto. The only thing he has to worry about throwing which base, but you can figure that out from like the context.
Okay.
As for batting,
really, I thought auto was full auto, but okay.
No, I think it's the fielding is auto, but you still have to throw to the base.
Okay.
If I'm saying something for him, I'm probably just reading his tweet.
All right.
As for batting, fortunately, the sound effects of when a ball is pitched is enough for him to know the moment it's released.
You know that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I can see that. But how does he have any clue where the ball is going?
So he does exactly what you do and uses that stupid hit X to swing.
How is he not swinging at pitchouts?
Listen, he says he does tend to swing a little too freely sometimes.
Well, all right. Well, what else can he do?
But you know what he uses is the guess pitch.
Oh.
And he guesses fastball all the time. So he knows if he's correct, there's a sound. It's pretty amazing. And the controller vibration. I guess he set it back to last year's, where if you get one and not both, it's good.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. And you know what? This just speaks to how awesome the show is with options. Mm-hmm. That a blind guy can play it.
And he says, so he guesses fastball all the time. And so he knows if it's a fastball, he's going to swing early. And if it's not a fastball, he can wait a little bit on the pitch. Then I asked him some more questions because I was like, this is amazing. What was my question though? See, I need to better, get a better Twitter.
So account. Does he just play like random games? Does he just play like live games, or does he run? Does he do a franchise? What does he? What does he play?
Scott, now you're asking too many questions.
All right, all right.
I think he plays just regular games because he likes to use good pitchers.
Okay.
Because he can't really do. He does the pitching style, the old classic one, where you just like pick the pitch, and then you aim it. You don't have to do the bar.
Yeah. No. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
And I was like, how do you know where the pitch goes?
Well, I think I know the answer to, because the controller vibrates when you move the target out of the zone.
Scott, you're a genius, and I don't think he mentioned that, but I will make sure to mention that to him.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to send him the link to this podcast, and he will now know that you just said that.
Because otherwise, it's basically just the general idea of the direction you're holding on the stick.
Yeah. He says he plays on beginner.
Yeah.
And he says once you move up to the harder level, it gets a little too complex. The only problem is he can't actually play the show online.
Yeah.
Because they don't allow autofielding in online games.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
So we need to get the show to allow autofielding in online games. But he would also prefer not to stumble aimlessly around and embarrass himself. So he doesn't try playing online. And then I said he probably plays on a higher difficulty than you. But he says you probably play on rookie, so he's on beginner, so technically you're higher than him.
I play on all-star.
Sure you do. So he was saying, you know how you can do like two-player online? Like you can do, I think you can do 2v2. So technically I think he could
co-op.
Pitch. I think he could pitch and if he had someone to play the online for him. But I don't know if that has to be someone that's with you, or can that be another person online?
I don't know.
That's something we have to look into, because I would love to play some MLB with a super blind man.
Yeah.
He uses classic pitching mechanics, so he doesn't have to do that thing. Yeah, as far as pitch location, I just randomly move slightly to the left or right. I also discovered that with some very good pitchers, you basically don't have to move it at all. Any location would still be fantastic.
Didn't someone mention, you mentioned, R.A. Dickey, you don't even have to, you don't have to aim. Just keep it centered, and the knuckleball will take care of itself.
Yeah. Oh, I should talk about that in a minute.
All right.
So I asked him if he played Road to the Show. Not Road to the Show. Oh, yeah, Road to the Show. All these stupid little acronyms, Road to the Show, Road to Glory, Be a Pro, too much, I don't remember. He says he likes Road to the Show because it has his name in it. And I was like, well, you're lucky because it doesn't even have my name in it.
mine either. I use the last name Bentz, which if you're just listening to the game, it actually's like, my dad was down here doing laundry and heard it and he was like, what?
Mm-hmm. Nice. So. Yeah, because mine just says TJ Lau. And then you hear me go, Erman. I literally do it almost every time now.
You should be able to record your own, PA introductions.
Well, you know what I remember? A couple of years ago, NCAA had a thing where it's like, yo, email us your name and we'll put it in the game. And you know what? They didn't. So, yeah, he said he would play Road to the Show more, but there's just too many, the menu system gets too convoluted.
Yeah, I mean, you have the people reading it off to him, basically.
But I think it's pretty amazing that this guy's playing MLB 13.
Yeah, that is amazing and speaks to why it's such a great thing when games have a wealth of control options, mm-hmm. like the show and like Tiger Woods, which we'll get into.
Yeah. So I definitely wanted to see if we can do the two-man co-op thing online, because I would love to play some MLB with @superblindman on Twitter.
All right.
I also want to check out the screen reader Twitter application, because that sounds amazing as well. All right, Scott, there was something I was going to say. Yes! I did a post at underthecode.com talking about the top 5 teams you should use online in MLB 13. Then, bonus, youtube.com/thatsportsgamer, I went into more in-depth on each of those teams. That was really fun. I hope
go check that out. It's really good.
I also made a bonus, even shorter version.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
So there's the 1-minute quick video, and then I go, and you can click here, point up to the sky, and I put the little linky thing in for the full one.
Nice.
Pretty amazing. I did the whole up here, down here. Actually, I literally just did it with my hands right now. Pretty awkward. Scott, great news.
Yes.
The MLB The Show 13 official, what? I don't know what OSFM stands for.
Operation Sports Full Minors.
Oh, is that what it stands for?
FM, right?
Sure. Or... I always thought it was like Operation Sports Forum members rosters.
I that could be it too. I always thought full minors because I think that's the big thing that they that their rosters are or have all the minor league players, you know, names in there.
Interesting. All right. They as of this recording, they are 94.7% complete. Don't ask me what that means. So there's a very, very good chance that if you are listening to this, they are out there right now.
Yeah, I'm because I'm sure they're trying to push those out for opening day.
Yeah. Scott, how do I get out of this avatar store?
I use the Xbox guide button.
Yeah. Xbox, your menu's mad convoluted. Literally anything I do, I'm just like, let me hit the guide button. I know how to get there from there.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, second thing on the rundown. Tell me about NCAA Basketball 2008 with a K instead of 2 0.
College Hoops 2K8.
Whatever you want.
People are still making roster updates for this game, believe it or not. Which, yeah. You know, if you remember in the last year, 2K shut down the servers for 2K8.
Yeah, which
so, sad. Yeah. So, you know, up to last year, there were still people making rosters in the game, and then you would just go on to 2K Share and download them into your game. No problem. Mm-hmm. It's easy. But that's not an option anymore. So what do you do now, I bet, is your next question.
Yeah, what do you do now, Scott?
Well, if you go over to the Operation Sports forums, they'll detail it more. But basically, it involves a USB stick and your gamer tag on the USB stick. And there's a program you got to download that basically hacks save files. So you can download the save file, assign it to your gamer tag, and then it'll work in your game.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So, but, you know... Great. That game's always had a great community that does stuff like that. But I figured I'd point that out there in case, you know, it doesn't sound terribly complicated other than downloading a few things and programs and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I remember because the Xbox, you have to like format your card, your memory stick is something different, right?
Even though they'll let you use USB sticks now, you still can't just move save files around as much as you want. Because they still have to be tied to a gamer tag. So,
right,
you know,
yeah.
even if you have, like, let's say I made and updated all the rosters to College Hoops 2K8, I couldn't just, you know, slap it on a USB stick and send it to you.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Because it would be tied to my gamer tag. And so that's why there's a program on the PC to download that and hack the save file so that it's associated to the right gamer tag. But
a lot of work.
It's out there. It's possible.
Do they have them for the PlayStation version?
That's
just copy and paste.
Yeah, that's a good question, because that would seem like it's a lot easier. But for some reason, I want to say that game wasn't out on PS3 for some reason.
I mean, I could do some research, but...
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head.
There's no joke, I'm not going to do research for a 5-year-old basketball game.
Yeah, there's... there are... You know, that's one of the things I like about the PS3 is that, you know, all the save files are open and you can just throw them onto USB sticks and carry them wherever you want. I was thinking a lot recently about how much more I like the PS3 as a system than I do the Xbox.
Yeah. Every little thing's just a little bit easier.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of goes back to why I got WWE 13 on the PS3.
Yeah. Did you ever put music in?
Oh, yeah.
No, I never did.
Yeah, and the thing is, I didn't do it. I don't do it as much as I used to. Like 2 years ago, I would have absolutely loved this because I was still like into getting all the new guys when they would debut and putting them in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that so much anymore, but it's still kind of nice.
Did you know that they're? This may be a complete lie. They're repackaging it as WWE.
I know. I saw that when I was at Best Buy to buy Tiger Woods. I noticed that WWE 13 now has the 2K logo on it.
Pretty amazing, right?
I didn't, like, they were tweeting about it. It's back on the shelves. Like, I didn't know it was off the shelves.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know when you buy it, where the money was going. I assume it goes to 2K yeah. now. But
I mean, and that's happened with some, I know some Xbox Live and PSN games where, like, the developer will shut down and the game's just gone. And then whoever, if someone ends up buying it, they have to go through all the rights again to get it back on the store.
Yeah.
Usually
that's what happened with, like, they had the old Ninja Turtles arcade game up there right. And then. Actually, and then I think the license for Ninja Turtles expired with whoever had it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't buy that game anymore. If you bought it when it was up, you can still go back and re-download it if you need to, but you can't buy it anymore. I think, like, my friend tried this. He even was, like, logged into... Oh, he tried to re-download the game from, like, I gave him a copy of it. Uh-huh. And if you try buying it with your new gamer tag, it costs, like, an insane amount of Microsoft points. Like, I'm not even sure you can actually have that many Microsoft points.
Right. Yeah, that's, I saw
like, their,
that.
Yeah, that's, like, their safety way of keeping the game there but making sure no one can buy it.
Yeah, because I think you can only... There was something like you could only put, like, $250 worth of money or Xbox Live points onto your account something at a time.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Something weird. Scott, guess what time it is?
Madden cover vote time?
Yeah, we are in round three.
We missed round two. You were at PAX.
Yeah. Well, Scott, don't worry. I know you did it on your own time. And
Yeah, I did.
Scott Benz.
Are we going to run through this?
Oh, we're going to run through this, Scott.
All right.
At Joe Montana or at Dan Marino?
I'm going to go with Dan Marino. What?
I want your reasoning. Because mine is, I feel bad that this guy never got onto the cover of a game. Which may be a complete lie, because I'm pretty sure he was on the cover of one of those QB club games.
I thought it was always Brett Favre. But no. Joe Montana was on a quarterback
game,
club cover.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. He did. Joe Montana Sports Talk Football, Sega Genesis.
Isn't that why they
that
made
might,
Madden?
I think that might be. Anyway, no, man, I think Madden actually came first.
Wasn't it supposed
not,
to be
not
Joe
on,
Montana?
Not on Sega, but Madden was first. But it wasn't. But Joe Montana was first on Sega. Anyway, Dan Marino, just because I feel bad he never won a Super Bowl, so let's give him the Madden cover.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. I'm telling you, there's something Joe Montana and John Madden. So what are we going with? Dan Marino? All right. Oh, this is a good one. What's this? The 15th anniversary cover athlete? 20th anniversary cover? You know, Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis, 2005.
Versus Barry Sanders.
Yeah, I'll give it to, I'll give it to Barry Sanders.
Oh, see, I gave it to Ray Lewis in my choice because I just want to have to go back and buy the old Ray Lewis cover and then the new Ray Lewis cover.
Okay. See, I'm going with guys who haven't been on the cover before.
That's good thinking. Jerry Rice versus Michael Strahan.
Jerry Rice.
Yeah, man. When I was playing, like, Game Day 96, or the original Game Day, and, like, Game Day 97, Jerry Rice was a beast, because I was always the 49ers. You know who my friend always was?
Who?
The Cowboys, led by Troy Aikman.
Oh, yeah, it was like powerhouse Cowboys in that game, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Versus primetime Deion Sanders. I think we all know the answer to this one.
Oh, that was next.
Yeah. See how I did that?
Oh, I didn't even notice it.
Good.
Deion Sanders.
Yes, sir. I hope he wins the cover. That'll be awesome. All right, now to the players that we don't care about. Colin Kaepernick versus Arian Foster.
Arian Foster.
Sneezy McSneezy, we call him.
Wow.
I hope that showed up really well.
That was something. I think that's the title of the podcast.
Andrew Luck versus Russell Wilson. You know, I could have just hit the mute button.
You could have. Russell Wilson. He's actually done something.
That's going to be one of those things where everybody's going to be the Seahawks next year, and I'm not going to be a fan.
Probably.
Ray Lewis versus RG3. I'm actually not reading half of these in the right order. RG3 versus Ray Lewis. Ray Rice.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
Questionable.
RG3.
Interesting. You want an injured man on the cover. He got NCAA cursed, and now you want to get him Madden cursed? You hate this man.
We're gonna kill him.
Jesus, what's the next thing that can happen to him? All right, Adrian Peterson versus Rob Gronkowski.
Adrian Peterson.
I mean, I would love to see a tight end on the cover. All right, Scott. Congratulations. See who's dancing into the next round on April 3rd.
Oh, Clay Matthews got wiped out last week, apparently.
Clay Matthews. Yes, he got beat by Andrew Luck. 53-47.
Oh, that's because Packer fans vote against the Packers because they don't want the Madden curse.
Well, look. Jerry Rice beat Eddie George 91-9. These are percentages. Barry Sanders beat Marcus Allen 92-8. Adrian Peterson beat LeSean McCoy 90-10. And those are the huge blowouts from last time.
All right.
Scott Benz. Hashtag TSGCC.
All right, yes.
How pumped are you to play some Tiger Woods?
It is, once again, Tiger Woods kind of has the same thing that the show has going on now, where the game has been excellent, especially the last couple of years.
I would say Tiger Woods. I can't say this because I like baseball more than golf. I think Tiger Woods is a better version of the show. In video game terminology, I guess.
Okay.
Because it's actually doing good new things every year.
It's like once they got the Masters, it was like, now it's on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like now we've really got to, you know, work on this. Although I'm still sad at some of the things that have disappeared, like the GamerNet and replays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, duh. If there's one sport where I want to be able to show someone the awesome thing I just did, it's golf.
Right.
You
know what's funny is when I put the review for this up on thatsportsgamer.com.
Yeah, Mr. Got a review copy.
Hey, relax. I worked hard to get that. I ended up comparing it a lot to the last, not this year, but the last 2 years of the NBA 2K games. Where, like, NBA 2K11 had the Jordan Challenge,
mm-hmm.
and Tiger 13 had the Tiger Legacy thing.
Well, it seems like these legendary modes are where a lot of sports games are going all of a sudden.
And the big thing with NBA 2K12 was they took that Jordan Legacy Challenge and then just, like, upped it a little bit more by being like, oh, how about all these teams have Legacy Challenges?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what Tiger has done this year with having the Legends of the Majors mode.
Yeah, now, personally, I don't care. Like, I enjoy the game of golf. I don't really care about the PGA. I mean, if I'm playing a golf game, that's, excuse me, that's what I want to do.
I mean, but it's nice to get some of that little background history.
Right. I am not saying I have anything wrong with it there, but I don't know how much I'm going to touch it. I tried the first one, and I did it in simulation mode, so I didn't do very well. Wow. But I tried the first one, and I like it. You know, I like the idea. Everything's sepia toned. and I played around. I think because there might have been an achievement for it. I played around, or maybe a couple holes, on the. I bought the historic edition, so I've got the 1934 Augusta course.
Mm.
If you play on that, it forces everyone into old timey clothes.
That's awesome.
So I was playing with Tiger Woods, and he had like knickers and the golf cap. Thing, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, that's one of my problems that I don't like about the Legend of the Majors. They worked so hard to get all this old stuff in, but then some of the things are like, these two guys battled it out head-to-head so well. Now, use these other two guys that are regular people that have nothing to do with that and see if you can repeat. It's like, but these guys have no... Like, I was using, like, Rory McIlroy for something that someone else did.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
So that kind of felt a little crappy, but...
Yeah, so I haven't dug too deep into that mode. I actually haven't dug too deep into any of it yet, because most of my Tiger Woods playing is done while I'm listening to baseball games.
Nice.
And considering baseball doesn't start until today. So, yeah.
Well, Scott, why don't you just tell me what mode you have been playing?
What I've been doing is playing in our country club tournaments.
Dude, I'm having so much fun. Oh, I just nailed the putt. Scott, I'm not going to lie, there's an outside chance I may be playing our one-round country club tournament right now.
We have a one-round tournament going on?
Yeah, Scott, I figured what I'm going to do is let you take care of the weekly stuff, like the big four-round ones, and I'll handle the other ones.
Okay.
So I figure what we'll do is maybe we'll do one-round tournaments over the weekend.
That's probably, that's a good time.
Because I think you can set them for like 2 to 4 days or something like that, if you really want.
I think maybe so,
So maybe I'll set them for like Friday to
Monday.
Friday to Sunday or Friday to Monday. And but then during the week, I'll mix up the just one or two day ones.
Okay.
And maybe throw in some DLC courses on those.
Or maybe like maybe, I don't know how it times out, maybe do one Friday to Monday and then another one Monday to Friday, you know, Monday to whatever, fill in the week. So you can play that one round tournament anytime during the week. That might be good.
Yeah, because that was the problem last year was we got bored.
Well, I still think it's terrible that you can't create tournaments within the game itself.
Yeah, that's a pretty big bummer.
That I want to know what... There are two things I want to know their design decisions on. That's one of them. And the other is why when I go into create a game within my country club chat room, why anyone else can join that game.
Yeah, I think that's we picked the wrong menu on that one time.
Okay. Well, last year it was definitely like that. If it's still whatever I did, it made no sense that other people should be able to get into my game.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. If there's somewhere to go where we can do it the right way, good, but it's not the most obvious place.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun. We've been hanging out there a lot, actually.
Yeah, yesterday we played a whole 18-hole match game. We did it. Is the video of that up anywhere that they can watch?
I think it's on Twitch. Oh, I just made a sick shot. up on twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer.
Yeah, we were playing. We were chatting. It was fun.
It's like 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not just that, but we were doing some other stuff. But
yeah. So one of the things I was comparing Tiger Woods and the show. And one of the reasons that I was comparing that is they both give you a wealth of options on how hard or easy you want the game to be.
Well, I should say, my controllers, I need a new controller. Because I've realized, like, when I aim, my camera just starts going.
Oh, yeah, I've got that, too. At least it doesn't screw up your swinging at all, that I've been able to tell.
Yeah. But, yeah, we play in Country Club. We usually play on Tour Pro.
Yeah.
Might move that up to a tournament, depending on how things go. But so far, it's been...
Well, the thing is, as long as everyone's playing on the same difficulty, and I honestly think that this is the problem we had last year, and maybe this it won't be as bad with more people now. The problem we had last year is...
I was way better than all of you.
Yeah, pretty much. the people that are good at the game are going to get ridiculous scores on the easier difficulty levels. And the people that are okay at the game, they'll do fine, but they're not going to be able to catch up. It doesn't matter how hard the game is; that's going to be the case. It's just a shifting of where those scores are. Yeah. So you know, on Tour Pro, you can shoot a -10 on a round easily. Move it up to simulation, you'll still do okay, but maybe you'll be lucky if you break par. But the person that's bad, like they can do a -2 on a round. You throw them into simulation, and they're shooting like +10.
Yeah, I think my first one, I think I shot like, I just like randomly went to play a simulation one. I think I shot 17 or 18 over par.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, that's not good.
I will say this about simulation mode. It's the first time, and I've always tried that where I turn everything off, and it's hard for me to say what Tiger 14 did, but this is the first time that it actually feels rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why.
As long as the greens aren't that bad, I feel it's pretty awesome.
Right. That's what I always thought would be the hardest. It's not actually as bad as you think.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you don't have a real idea of where you... like you can't pinpoint where you need to be aiming, so it's a lot more guesswork of, you're like, all right, it looks like the green's sloping down to the left a little bit. It's probably aimed to the right.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you if it's uphill or downhill. That's nice, because that's what's really hard to tell.
Yeah.
So, you know, aim a little bit past. I think I just finalized my putting strategy just this morning.
Oh, I just nailed the guy in the knee. That will never get not funny. My ball is way off.
But there's lots of other things you can do. I have also played a little bit in the, like, worldwide live tournaments.
Yeah, how's that? I haven't given that a chance yet.
Well, I mean, you're never going to win one. I don't think you're ever going to win one unless you have the round. Unless you have the round of your life, because the people that are on top are the people. No, they're the people that have paid money to buy all the coins, to buy all the XP, right, so that they're like 99 and everything, and can crush the ball. And I don't like that.
Right, birdie.
I dislike, and maybe I'm actually wrong about this because I haven't built my golfer up enough. But you know, I dislike that you can be 99 power and accuracy.
Yeah.
You really should have to sacrifice one for the other.
That reminds me, what do you prefer? Like, when you're going to play a tournament in the country club, until we start making them player only, do you look for a guy that's got power or accuracy? Like, which one's more
actually
important?
I've just been using my guy.
Yeah. Scott.
Although, I might change that because our country club is public. But not a lot of people seem to be joining it. Not as many as I thought would be joining it, because I think we still only have about 25 people. And most of them are. There's a good number of them that we do know.
Mm. We've already been challenged by Pasta Padre to play.
See, in the back of my head, don't take this the wrong way, I'd rather almost go play in Pasta Padres Country Club because I think it's more popular. And now that you can have up to 100 people in a country club, you know, and all the bonuses and stuff are built towards having 100 people in a country club. Like, I got a loyalty bonus today of 5 coins.
That's sweet.
That gets you nothing.
Hey, man. Don't hate. Now the game is out. We are putting the word out right now. Go on to, what's this game called? Tiger Woods. Click join a country club. Search for That Sports Gamer. Come play with us.
Yeah.
See, now they know.
Yes.
And what I do, I go on Twitter and I'd be like, hey, why don't you come join my country club?
Yeah. So here's my question. Mm-hmm. If or when you are playing just by yourself, you know, in career mode or Legends of the Majors, what difficulty or combination of settings do you use?
I usually use tournament.
Use tournament. All right, I have dumbed down simulation a little bit. I set it so that I always swing straight up and down on the stick because I cannot do the diagonal draw and fade to save my life. I believe I left the little, you know, in simulation you've got the ball strike meter where you have to put the target on the ball so you actually hit it in the right place.
Oh, you leave it on so it doesn't disappear.
Yeah, I still do it where I have to hold it in place, because that actually reminds me of Mario Golf did that.
Yeah.
And,
Even NES Open had it. Kind of.
You didn't have to hold it in place, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you could hit high or low on the ball. That's right.
Yeah.
But, you couldn't hit left or right, though.
Right.
I leave the little targeting thing on, just so I have an idea. I've got, you know, like, simulation difficulty gives you, like, a 6 multiplier on XP.
Do you leave the green thing on?
No, I left that off, actually. So, no green grid, no swing meter on the screen.
I like the green grid.
You know, no exact miles per hour of the wind.
I wish real golf courses had the green grid. Make things a little easier. Because I'm the worst at reading a green. I'd be like, I think it's going to go to the left. And my father-in-law would be like, no, that's definitely going to the right.
But yeah, I think I wound up with like almost a 5-point multiplier on my difficulty.
Nice. Maybe I'll try to crank that up then.
I mean, the biggest thing is that, like, if I miss my swing, it's terrible. that I like that, actually.
Yeah.
It seems to me like I swing perfectly straight enough that I can get away with that.
I always end up at the top of my swing. I'll always have like a little, like,
hitch,
swoop out to the right.
Hmm.
I don't know why. I've also hit one into the woods.
Part of me thought about renting the game on PS3 first and seeing like if I just liked swinging on that controller better. I mean, yeah, it would screw over the country club, but.
I've always liked
the
PS3.
That's the other problem. I kind of wish that they could, and it should. In theory, this doesn't sound that difficult to me because at the core of it, you're just reporting scores.
Mm.
But how come country clubs have to be locked to a console? Obviously not head to head, but
yeah,
you know, it's just score reporting.
I know, Scott. I try not to think about these kinds of things. Because I remember playing.
Have we ever specifically stated we're on the Xbox?
Probably not.
We should probably do that.
About it. Yeah, Xbox only. Sorry, guys. If you're on a PS3 and you want to start the PS3 version of That Sports Gamer Country Club, let me know.
Yeah, we'll pimp it. We will gladly pimp it.
I don't think I've ever made a 10 to 15 foot putt in Country Club. Based on the statistic that just popped up saying that I have never made a 10 to 15 foot putt.
Are you sure? Are you sure it wasn't just talking about the round you're currently playing?
Listen, I'll tell you right now. Of our club, weekly leaders, I have 46 birdies, and the leader has 83. So, homeboy's playing. So don't knock our club, or I'll throw your ass out of it. Go play Boss Padre. Get beat. See what's up. Oh, that's a beautiful shot.
Yeah.
Off the green.
Well, yeah. So, anyway, Tiger, good game. I don't know why. I still don't know why I buy it every year. There doesn't need to be Tiger Woods games every year.
But, like, you could say that with the show. It doesn't need to be a new baseball game every year.
Well, if they do roster updates for, like, 2 years, sure.
Scott, there's new golfers. There's chicks in this game.
We didn't even talk about any of that.
I played a couple rounds with a girl. And you know what Jim Nantz said? He has a really great follow-through. I actually have the note written down. It's actually in my. It's actually in the review.
I remember you saying that. I remember reading that now.
And when we play the four round tournaments, every round is the last round. Wow. Apparently, I made this Spyglass Hill tournament kind of hard. I'm even through 12, and someone else had a plus 2.
All right, then. I'll have to check that out.
So Scott knows what he has to do after this.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was there. Either that or I'm going to keep going in the show. But
Scott, I don't know if you know, but if you follow at ThatSportsGamer on Twitter, every time there's a new tournament, I will tweet about it. Hashtag TSGCC. So why don't you just save that hashtag, and, you know, you'll see.
Yeah, I got to think about what we'll do for the next week. I'm definitely going to do the Masters the week of the Masters, though. I know that.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely do the...
Maybe that might be a good way to do it. Just, you know, where are they golfing in real life this week and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I don't have to think about it.
I mean, that would help. It would also help if it was in the game and you could just be like, oh, let me just go.
Well, right. It'll be the weeks that they're at somewhere that's not in the game that you'll have to decide something else. But
I just missed an easy putt. I might have looked at the menu wrong or something. Can you set up stuff in advance?
Yeah, you can. It was not as apparent as it was last year. And let me go to the website and...
And I also still can't figure out how to get my game face in there for Tiger 13.
You have one from last year, right?
Yeah, but that was crappy, and guy looked like he was a burn victim, so I don't want to use that one.
No, the burn victim thing was a problem with the game. They fixed that, and that shouldn't
this guy still looks like one.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm a little bit terrified to look at it.
Yeah, so there was the EA Sports World website where you would upload the pictures that go into Tiger, and that appears to not be a thing anymore. But it's still where the game is looking for them.
Well, I even went and I uploaded stuff there, and it didn't show up.
See, I can't even find that site anymore. I'm going to type it in right now. EA Sports, EA Sports World.com. It's going to show up now. No, it just sends me to EA Sports, yeah.
Oh. Oh, wait. You mean EA is actually trying to consolidate all their websites? Because that'd be great.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. But if you go to Game Face, you know, that's for Madden, FIFA, and like Tiger Woods Online. It doesn't say anything about Tiger 14.
Yeah.
It's like, not. And the other weird thing is that if you've uploaded pictures in the past, they're still there. Mm-hmm. You can still get them in Tiger. That's where my Game Face came from. Luckily, I have a pretty decent one. I mean, I have to, like, change the eye color myself, and I had to give myself a 5 o'clock shadow just to, you know,
get the
just
burn so off the face?
A little bit. It's more of a one side of my face is a little brighter than the other, and that's just due to lighting. That's
well,
the part you need.
Okay, Scott. So what I did was I went to EASports.com, clicked on my username because I was signed in the top right.
Okay.
Did you find something? I clicked on extensions, and I see the picture that has been used. This game is finding.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I found the hub. Aha.
Okay, so so you have to go to EASports.com, be logged in, click on your username, then you go to My Player Hub, click on extensions. Okay, so I'm going to upload new game face. Okay.
Yes, I found it.
Okay.
I found it.
Looks like we might have found it, folks. Everybody be excited. Now, what did I do with those pictures of me? So I guess we'll check back in with how good or bad this turned out. Sounds like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
Alright, Scott, I think that's going to wrap it up for this week's episode.
Alright.
As always, you can follow me on Twitter, at ThatSportsGamer, Scott Finns.
At DarthObvious.
We're doing a bunch of cool stuff. I got the new XSplit account thing. So now we can do way more cool stuff on twitch.tv/ThatSportsGamer. Where me and Scott play games, and I try my best to beat him.
Hey, we had a good game yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, I won, right?
Yeah, I won.
Just making sure. I'm also doing some stuff at Under the Code, which is a bunch of EA Sports game changers got together to make a website. And they're doing a bunch of news and tips and stuff over there. Pretty awesome stuff. Like, now that I'm, like, part of the team, there's, like, a room... There's like a Facebook group thing. We're talking about stuff, and it's the most best thing ever. Because there's a lot of times where I'm like, I have an idea, and I don't actually want to do anything about it.
Mm-mm.
Which, sorry everyone, that I'm a jerk like that. But I can throw it out and be like, hey, someone should do this. Not necessarily me. And then I get good ideas. And then I make top 5 lists of teams you should use in MLB. And then, I make a video about it. I talk about it. That was actually really fun. That was
all right, well, let's get out of here before we talk for 20 minutes.
I want to talk more about underthecode.com, where you should be going, and follow them at underthecode.
Okay, now you've done that.
All right, Scott Binns. One more thing, facebook.com/thatsportsgamer, gplus.2/thatsportsgamer, all over the internet. Just look for That Sports Gamer, you'll find me. One word. Rate and review us on iTunes, we'd appreciate it.
Internet, all the things.
Stitcher Smart Radio. You know what you do? You go to thatsportsgamer.com, on the right side, whole bunch of links. Right?
Sure.
I think I put a new link up. Hey, you know what? People have, I put that up. Now you can listen, listen when you just hit play in the post. I also have the latest episode. There's a player on the right now. How sweet is that? Also, if you're using Miro, what else am I on here? Oh, YouTube. Listen, this is what you need to do. You need to go to youtube.com/thatsportsgamer and subscribe there. Tumblr, I put up some funny pictures. Game Rank, that's pretty cool. Scott wants to get out of here. Happy Easter. Belated, technically.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.